Thank you, Metrodelphia. We're Bunnies Under Steamrollers, and you're the rockingest, rollingest town this side of the pearly gates. We love you. Good night!
That was amazing, gang. 9 encores.
You said it, Mopsy. There's no better feeling than an awesome crowd filled with awesomeness.
You rocked it hardcore with your guitar thumper.
You blew them away with your bass, Mopsy.
And best of all was Harvey. What a drummer.
Harvey's the man.
Darn right Harvey's the man.
We should never leave this town.
I don't know, Thumper. This town rocks, but think of all our fans across the world. They'd be very disappointed. Besides, I just put gas in the tour bus. Be ashamed to waste it.
Rock and roll, man. The music has given you a clarity of purpose. Of course we can't stay here. We've got to bring Bunnies Under Steamrollers to the whole world. You realise there's a whole continent we've never played a gig on.
You mean Antarctica?
I do, and I'm not the least bit chill about it.
It's not a bad idea. They say you've never really crowd-surfed if you haven't done it with penguins.
Hello? Sid! Oi, it's our agent, Sid.
Sid's the man.
Darn right Sid's the man. Oi, Sid, can you get us a gig in Antarctica? We were just talking about it, and then we... You did? Well, that's great. He said he's already booked us a show there next February.
That's summer down there, you know.
Mopsy, you just blew my mind. What's that, Sid? A new gig next week. But, Sid, we're already supposed to play in Beachtown next Saturday.
Remember, that's the one where Harvey's going to do the whole set with claves instead of drums.
Did you hear that, Sid? No, the triangle is out. Harvey didn't want it to seem like a gimmick. Harvey's the man.
Darn right Harvey's the man.
What's that, Sid? You say we can play this new gig on the way to Beachtown. A Wednesday? Someone wants us to play a gig on a Wednesday?
I don't think that's very rock and roll.
Did you hear that, Sid? Mopsy doesn't think Wednesday is very rock and roll. Good point, Sid. He says if Wednesday isn't very rock and roll, it's only because we haven't brought the rock or the roll.
Oh, that's true. We could be like the rock and roll ambassadors to Wednesday.
I like how you think.
Oh, I like how Sid thinks. Sid's the man.
Darn right Sid's the man. Hey, Sid, you're the man. We're in. We're going to rock this Wednesday so hard it'll forget what day it is. Where is this gig? Happy Fun Time Land. Where's that? An old abandoned amusement park near South Interland. Someone wants us to play a gig right up against the dilapidated Ferris wheel?
That sounds spooky to me.
But very rock and roll! Hang on, Sid. Let me check with the guys. What do we say, gang?
You said it, Harvey. And if he's in, I'm in.
Well, you're not doing it without me. Sid, we're in. You tell everyone in South Interland to get ready to have their ears set on fire. 'Cause we're...
Bunnies Under Steamrollers! And we never play flat!
I really think it could work, Mopsy. They used to make violin strings out of cat guts. If you can get that kind of music out of the insides, there's got to be even more music in an old cat. It's just science.
I didn't say it wouldn't work. I'm just allergic to cats.
I never knew that. Is that why you never learned to play the violin?
Exactly.
Well, I guess we'll have to think of something else then.
I'm not allergic to weasels.
Nah, weasel's been done to death.
Yeah, but not for a while. I thought it might be retro.
I don't know. I think we'll have to wait a bit longer for it to have a retro feel.
Okay. How about now?
Not right now! When we get to Happy Fun Time Land, I'm gonna call Ed.
Your weasel guy?
Who else? He's the only guy I know who guarantees weasel delivery before midnight.
Ed's the man.
Darn right Ed's the man.
Hey, look. There's a sign for Happy Fun Time Land.
We're here already. Rock and roll!
We better go wake up Harvey. He hates sleeping in the bus when it's not moving.
That's why Harvey's so rock and roll. He understands that the nature of the bus is to be moving when everyone on board is not. John Lennon said that once, but Harvey knows it instinctively. Harvey's the man.
Darn right Harvey's the man.
This is awesome!
But Thumper...
I mean, look at it. Have you ever seen a stage that was more rock and roll than that stage?
Well, no, but...
We could bounce all the laser shows into that hall of mirrors over there.
That'd be swell, but...
And smell that air.
It smells like month-old popcorn and deep-fried hot dogs.
In other words, it smells like rock and roll!
I guess that's true. But Thumper!
What is it?
Where is everybody? There's no roadies, no house manager, none of the lighting or sound guys. It's like they put up the stage and then just... disappeared.
That is less than righteous. Hang on, what's that over there on the stage manager's podium? Oh, it's a note. Read it for me, would you, Mopsy? I can't see a thing.
You could take your sunglasses off.
Not a chance, I'm a rock star.
Well, so am I.
Darn right you are. But sunglasses aren't a part of your mystique. You wear those contacts that make your eyes look red, remember?
Those aren't contacts, that's a medical condition.
Oh. Sorry, I never knew.
It's okay. Dear Thumper, Harvey and Mopsy, hello, how are you? We are fine. We were setting up the stage for you, but then all of us realized we hadn't taken our union lunch break. Every single one of us decided to ride into South Hinterland and eat at the local diner. They have very good chicken and waffles. I like mine with just a little hot sauce. And besides, this way we don't have to hang around with the ghost. Anyway, we'll be back in about 5 hours to help you put on the show. If you need anything at all, old man Jenkins works as the groundskeeper here at this old abandoned amusement park. You'll probably find him with a shovel out by the haunted house. He says he likes digging because it keeps him very strong and fit. We'll see you soon, unless we all decide it's too spooky to come back. Signed, your stage manager Biff and all the guys and gals. P.S. If you see the ghost, you should probably run away. It's really, really spooky. What do you think about that, Thumper?
Hot sauce on chicken and waffles. That sounds amazing!
What are we doing, Thumper?
I told you. We're looking for old man Jenkins.
But why?
Because the note said if we needed anything, we should go talk to him. And I need a cup of lemon tea before the show. Harvey said the old haunted house used to be around here.
It's a good thing Harvey used to come to this place as a kid.
It's a rare glimpse of an artist as a young man. Harvey's the man.
Darn right Harvey's the man.
Oi, that must be old man Jenkins.
Excuse me, are you old man Jenkins?
No.
Oh my, don't I feel silly. There it is, right on your name tag. Old man Jenkins. Sorry to ask a stupid question.
No.
Well, that's very understanding of you, sir. You are a gentleman and a scholar.
No.
Sorry to interrupt your digging, old man Jenkins, but we were wondering if you knew where we could get some hot tea.
With lemon.
It's for Thumper's voice, you see. Something to cut through the phlegm.
Mopsy, he's pointing back the way we came. Why is he pointing back there?
I'm not sure, Thumper. Mr. Old Man Jenkins, sir, are you trying to tell us there's hot tea with lemon in the dressing rooms?
Oh, you are, ain't you? I feel like a eel, Mopsy. We didn't even bother to check before bothering this hard-working man.
It wasn't very rock and roll of us.
We are so sorry, old man Jenkins. Let us make it up to you somehow. We've got a few hours left before we need to warm up. How about we help you with all your digging? Oh, I understand. My mistake. This is your special project. We won't intrude on it.
Hey, old man Jenkins, can you tell us about the ghost the crew was talking about? What's this? Ooh, an old newspaper clipping. Hey, Thumper, look at this. Look familiar?
It can't be. Artie Stinkelhofer, the most famous balloon animal artiste who ever lived. He was an inspiration to me.
To all of us. And you remember how he died.
Do I ever? It was the tragic tale of a man who had to blow up the balloons faster than the balloon machine they brought in to replace him. He was one balloon away from completing the life-size Colossus of Rhodes model he was building when, in utter exhaustion, he inhaled, instead of exhaling, sucked a balloon down into his throat and choked to death.
Harvey wrote a ballad about Artie Stinkelhofer. It was our first number one hit, went quadruple platinum.
Harvey's the man.
Darn right Harvey's the man. Oh, it says here Artie Stinkelhofer died right here in Happy Funtime Land 10 years ago to the day.
That must be why we were asked to come and play a show on a Wednesday. Man, this is amazing. We get to play tribute to a real hero of the art world.
People will come from all over for this. They'll be swarming this whole place. Someone might even find the lost treasure Artie Stinkelhofer is supposed to have buried here on the grounds.
Oh, man, I forgot all about that. He had this idea of putting gold coins into alien balloons and releasing them into the sky. Gold coins from heaven, he called it. But the gold was too heavy for the alien. So we buried the gold coins until he could find a super alien which could make his dream come true.
I'll bet when people come here to hear the concert, they'll all be bringing shovels to go looking for themselves.
Oh, I'm sorry, old man Jenkins. Here we are blathering away while you're doing your digging. We'll just be going now and let you finish up before this place is crowded with treasure hunters.
Bye-bye now.
That was a good idea you had, Harvey. A whole new verse for the ballad of Stinkelhofer's Colossus in honour of the great artiste.
Those new lyrics are so beautiful. I'll just feel like crying. I don't know how I'll keep it together when we perform.
Don't you dare keep that emotion in, Mopsy. We've got to put our hearts and souls into those beautiful lyrics Harvey wrote. Harvey's the man.
Done right, Harvey's the man.
You're right, Harvey. I wish the crew was back from lunch, but crew or no crew, we need to practice. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four!
Gleepers! It's the ghost of Artie Stinkelhofer!
Look at those ghostly balloon animals. What an amazing sight. He must be here to listen to the ballad Harvey wrote for him.
But Thumper, all those animals have big sharp teeth and fangs. Even the bunny rabbits. He doesn't look very happy to me.
Why wouldn't he be happy? That song went quadruple platinum.
Do you think he thinks we're too commercial?
I don't know, but we better not stick around to find out. Run for it!
He's right behind us.
Quick, down these stairs. We'll hide the tunnel of love.
Did we lose him?
I think we're safe for the moment. How did he find us?
Well, maybe I should stop playing the xylophone everywhere we go.
Run! He's gaining on us!
Oh, no! He got Harvey!
Not Harvey! Harvey's the man!
Darn right, Harvey's the man!
He's dragging him away toward the old haunted house.
Oh, it's awful, Thumper. Harvey's so scared he can't even scream. What are we going to do?
I tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to stand here and let our friend get hurt. We didn't give up on Harvey when those 70 groupies tried to drag him away from us in Cincinnati. Mm. Or that time the rhinoceros fell in love with him. Mm. Or when that cult in Siberia decided he was a reincarnation of their swami.
Harvey's had a very full life now that I think about it.
Of course he has. Harvey's the man.
Darn right Harvey's the man.
And we're not just going to let that ghost have him.
But Thumper, what can we do?
We'll do whatever we can, mate. The power of rock and roll will see us through. And if worst comes to worst, I can always use my axe. Come on, Mopsy. They're over there.
What are they doing, Thumper?
It looks like the ghost is making Harvey dig.
Oh, no. They'll spoil old man Jenkins' digging space.
Oh, that tears it. This can't be the ghost of Harvey Stinklehofer. A true artiste would never go and spoil the art of another.
Yeah, you're right. That's the opposite of rock and roll. But if that's not the ghost of Artie Stinklehofer, whose ghost is it?
It can only be the ghost of Charlie Kapanacki.
The man who invented the balloon animal machine that tried to put Artie Stinklehofer out of business.
Exactly. He's come to get his revenge on Harvey for making him into the villain in the ballad.
But Harvey was just telling the truth.
That's why we've got to show this ghost he can't get away with this. No evil spirit is stronger than the power of rock and roll. The time has come to use my axe. Ha!
Golly, Thumper. When you said you were going to use your axe, oh, I thought you were going to play a song on your guitar.
What? No, I meant my axe. I would never wield my guitar in battle. It's an instrument of peace and love. Gotta say, though, I didn't think ghosts bled so much.
They don't. I don't think this is a ghost at all. Here, if you look closely, you can see it's wearing a rubber mask.
Old Man Jenkins!
Gleepers!
I didn't see that coming at all.
I'll bet he's been digging here for years trying to find all the gold coins Artie Stinklehofer buried.
I bet you're right. And then, when he heard we were coming to perform, he didn't want all those treasure hunters coming to find the gold, so he dressed up as a ghost and tried to scare everybody away.
And then you hit him in the back with an axe.
Yeah, I was there for that part, thanks.
What are we going to do with him, Thumper?
I'm not sure we... Hey, Harvey, what are you doing?
Golly! While we were standing around, Harvey called the ambulance and wrote up a press release about what happened. And it's just in time for the local news to include it in their 6 o'clock report. Now people will be sure to come and see the concert. What great publicity!
Harvey's the man!
Darn right Harvey's the man!
Hey, all you crazy people at Happy Funtime Land, are you ready to rock and roll? Well, then you're in the right place, because we're
Bunnies Under Steamrollers, and we never play flat.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. You've been listening to The Rockin' Adventures of Bunnies Under Steamrollers, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thumper was Jill Wenzel, Mopsy was Dan Wenzel, and Harvey was the man! Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.